Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Omud Beis, and we're finishing off in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Kuf Samaches, which was a wonderful discussion in this Sifim, in this Simen, about the various brachas that we make on different pastries. Very delicious as well as enjoyable halacha. Now, we go to the final two Sifim, Sif Tez Zayin. The Mechaber starts off and he writes, Namo de Hindika. This bread that's known as the bread of Hindika. What is that? V'hu lechem sha'ofin bishpud. It's the type of a dough that you go and bake on some sort of a spit. U'moshen oso b'shemen. You baste it with oil, or b'mebeitzim, or with eggs. V'chein lechem ha'osu l'kutach. And likewise, this bread that was made, not specifically for bread, but was made to use as part of this dip. She'ein ofen oso b'tanur el b'chamad. That it's not baked in an oven. This dough is baked in the sun. In all of these situations that we just said, the bracha is borei mine mazonos. Let's see inside of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi Aleph explains. The reason behind this is this nama dehindika, which is bread, it said, kiloma, the Mishnah Berurah says, butzik, it means a dough. It doesn't actually mean bread over here. And he brings this down in the name of the Morgan Avraham. The lechem shafo bishput, if it was in fact bread that was now inserted into a spit, that would be lechem gomru. That would absolutely be bread. And the bracha would be hamotzi lechem in aretz. This is not considered bread. This is a dough that is baked over here on a spit. And this dough has the status of not being bread, but is a borei mine mazonos. Tisha foot number 68 explains, Shekivin shekvar hayo lechem, in the situation that we just spoke about, where it once was originally bread, then shuv eini yoredes mimenu toras pas, then it never loses that status of bread over here. But in our case, it never was bread, and therefore, when you're baking it on this spit over here, and it's anointed, basted with oil and eggs, or if it was made in the heat of the sun and not in the heat of an oven, so then the bracha is Bore mine mizonos. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tzadi Beis adds, he says, Hainu afilu b'dekov alayu. This is true, even if you were kovei asuda on this. He says, look in the tour, ayin b'tur, d'imasa arucha noah. However, if you made it into a very nice loaf over here, a long loaf and a beautiful loaf, came gluska, like a nice piece, so then, mevarech ala hamotzi. Then it would, in fact, retain the bracha of hamotzi lechem in aretz. The Shulchan Aruch didn't write this. Vashulchan Aruch Hishmit, the Mechaber did not include this din that the Mishnah Berurah brought down in the name of the Tur. And likewise, he says, look in the Morgan Avraham, the Elyar Rabbah, and the Bir Hagra, who all discussed this further. Masha Kosu Bezeh, what they write about this. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, V'al Koponin, Lechom Yizeki De Sviya. If a person is going to eat from these foods a full meal, a full meal to Satiri, Bivada Yesh Lizar, one should be careful not to do this, Shalom Lecho Kim Besoch Hasuda, unless you've already washed and eaten bread, because then you'll really head into a problem over here in the scenario that the tour brought down, if it's laid out nicely, Arucha V'Noah, that you would have to really wash on it and make a Motzi Lechem in a Oritz rather than a Mazonos. Now we go into the final Sif, Sif Yud Zayin. Pashtida. We've already spoken what pashtida is previously. This is some sort of like a meat pie. Hanefe bitanur, that's baked in an oven. So you have this pastry dough that's baked in an oven with meat inside of it. Bebasar, or sometimes el bedagim. You can have fish inside of it. Oh, bigvino, or you can have cheese inside of it. So in all of these situations, mevarech alav hamotzi ubir chasamazin. In all of these situations, it is considered real bread over here. The fact that it's filled with either meat or fish or cheese doesn't change around. That this bread is really bread over here, albeit it's a meat pie or a fish pie, nevertheless, you make hamotzi on it. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi Gimel explains, same thing would be true if it wasn't baked in an oven, for I did a nefer be'ilfis, it was baked in a pot, below mashka, without any additional water. Sifkat and Sadi Dali, Sadi Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah explains, hamotzi, you make hamotzi on these, why? Hainu afilu b'delo kov alayu. This is true even if you were not kovei asuda, because this is bread, and therefore you don't have to be kovei asuda on it. If you're just going to have any amount, you make a mashu even, you make hamotzi. V'lo domi l'pasa bo b'kisnin. This is not similar to what we've already talked about much earlier in the Simen, the pasa bo b'kisnin, the perusha pasa mamula v'perus v'tavlin. This is dough that's filled up with various fruits and spices that we learned hamavur b'siv zayin. There you make a mazonos on it, unless you make enough that you're kovei asuda on it to eat enough that it's a real meal, then you make hamotzi. But here, even if you're not kovei asuda, you make hamotzi. Why? The shiny hosom over there by the pasa bobi kistin, because there the purpose of those fruit pies is to have a sweet dessert and to have a nice taste, sweet taste in your mouth. However, here, Masha'en came pashtida, this meat pie over here, shemamula b'basa, it's filled up with meat, and derech liochon l'riyavon, u'kedeh l'spoa. Why does somebody have this meat pie? Not because he wants a sweet taste in his mouth for dessert, because that's called supper. And therefore, if a person is hungry and is eating this to satiety, and the purpose is to eat it to satisfy oneself, so then you always make hamotzi, even when you're not eating it to satiety. And this is no different than any other time that you're eating bread, let's say a hamburger with a roll. So of course you wash and you make hamotzi. There's no doubt in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah then concludes and he says, "Venira pashut." It appears to be very straightforward. If you have these small wafers over here, and you have little pieces of meat on top of them, and it's clear. This is like a little taste after the meal. It's not really to satiety. This is like to have a nice sweet little taste in the meal at the conclusion of the meal. So then, in this situation, dino mamish kipas shemur v'peres. This is no different than a pie, a little pastry that you have. Having to sweeten your mouth at the end of the meal, or b'shamini masik, or any other sweet thing, the enum of arach alayu birchas hamazon. This you would not make a birchas hamazon on, but the low kov alayu, unless you were kovei asuda, then it would be a classical case of pasav abikistin, where you kovei asuda, where you do have to wash and bench. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'da, depashenefet b'meitzim, if you're eating over here bread that was baked with the eggs as the sole beverage. Dainu mashakor in kichloch. These are called kichels. So mistapik b'bogin avram mubichla pas kisten. There's a question that the Mogin Avram asked, is this called pasabo b'kisten? And this would be a mazonos. V'derech achayim v'agro azichlitu du b'chla pas kisten. And they in fact decided that it is pasabo b'kisten. V'chein ha-mogin giborim, v'chein ha-minog. And this is in fact the way the Mogin giborim and the way the veld paskins over here. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Vilna Gaon also held that these kichel over here would all be mazonos. However, he does bring down because of Magin Giborim. The Magin Giborim does add the Yari Shemayim lo yochal kim kishakol halishu al mebeitzim. A person who's really God fearing will only eat these kichloch over here if they were made without any water whatsoever. If they were made only with the liquid being eggs, alone is arable mayim klal, and there was no water mixed in whatsoever. Venira dimhudak viyavesh, and furthermore, however, the Mishnah Berurah says if it's very thin and dried out, so then certainly ain lahachmir afilu nesarib mayim. Then you don't have to be concerned if a little water is put into it as well. That would certainly be a mizonos. That would be pasav b'kisten according to everybody. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Hagah, the davka shalfo b'taner below mashke. That which we just said over here is when you're baking it in an oven without adding any water to it. Avol amafo b'machavas, if you're going and baking it in a pot b'mashke that has water in it, certainly ain levar chalav, then you don't make any bracha on it over here because of the sofik. Then lo'achlo rak tok hasuda, then you're really going to run into trouble over here. What bracha should you make? Should you make a mazonos or a motzi? So he says, commotion is bar, as we've already explained previously, it's much better to eat these items where there's a sofik, only to eat them after you've had a full bread and you've washed on it, and this way there is no sofik bracha over here because the bread will be patrit, and as we pointed out, you should even have in mind when you're making the bracha on the bread that will include these types of pastries for which there is a sofik, whether it's a mizonos or a hamotzi. That concludes the Mechaber and the Ramah. Let's one last Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nisadihei. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is true, that you have a problem over here, hainu afilu kovasuda alayu, even if you're going to be kovasuda on these items, it's a sofik whether you can. The dove is a tayi b'plukta hanil b'sif yugim, yosif yugimel. This is something that we had a machlokas on. We had the more machmir opinion and the less machmir opinion, the more lenient opinion. The ladei rishon, according to the first opinion brought down in sif gimel, kivin shenis bashel b'mashke, once you bake it and then you cook it in water, yotze mitoras lechem legamre, it loses its status of being bread. And then you make a bar mizonos no matter what, even if you kovei asuda on it. However, to the more machmir second opinion, if it was made into a thick batter, and it was originally intended to be for a bread, and that's what its purpose was, this thick dough, then it doesn't lose the name of bread, even though you're now cooking it in water or you're frying it in oil, and you have to make hamotzi no matter what. So you have these two totally opposite opinions over here, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah concludes, as we've already said many times, Val Kain, Eno Kedai Liori Shemayin Levarachalov. So then you're running into a problem. If you make a Mazonos, it may not be the right bracha. If you make Hamotzi, that may not be the right bracha. And therefore, Velecho Kim Tochasudo, a person who's Yori Shemayim, will only eat this in the middle of the meal after he's already washed, so he's poter, whatever bracha this needs to have done, as we've already explained in Sif Yud Gimel. Now we'll conclude this wonderful simon with two footnotes in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, number 70 and number 71, which deal with very, very practical halachic issues today that are certainly at the forefront of people's minds in terms of what bracha do you make. And the first one in Dirshu foot number 70 is pizza. The famous pizza question, what bracha do you make on pizza? So he says, She'isis oni lushes berov me peiros. It is a dough that is made mostly with fruit juices and not water alone. So Das Agon Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, so Shlomo Zalman holds, Shebe Mekomo Shaderech Likvola Suda. If people are Koveya Suda, as many people are, they go out for pizza, for lunch, or for supper. So then Dino Kepaz Gemur, he says this absolutely has the status of being bread, and the bracha is Hamotzi, and you have to make a benching, a Birchas Hamazon, all three brachos on it. Even though, Shlomo Zalman says, even though you didn't have a full meal, just the fact that it's pizza and that people are koveya their sudas on it, so even if you were not koveya suda on it, you have to still make hamotzi and bench as long as you had a kizayis. Over makomu she'ein aderech lekvola suda, if you're in a place that nobody is saying we're going to have pizza for lunch, we're going to have pizza for supper, but they have a snack called pizza, so then Dinuk pasa barbekisnin. Or Shlomo Zalman says, then it doesn't have the status of being bread, it has the status of being pasa barbekisnin. And therefore, al kim brechoso barimini mazonos remain shalosh. And in that situation, unless you kovei asuda on it, you would only make a barimini mazonos and an alamichya. Again, this is until you wait to shear or kvi asuda. But if you are kovei asuda on it, then even this opinion would say that you should wash and bench. What about in a place where people do it differently? Some people eat it as a meal and some people only have it as a snack. So then he writes, that's totally bidas ochel. It will depend on the purpose that that person has in mind that he's eating this pizza right now. Is he having it as a snack? He really had a meal and now he's just having a little snack of pizza. Or is he really sitting down to have pizza for supper? So im gose kein l'shem suda. So this will, the bracha would be determined on his purpose in eating it. Is it for a meal? Then it's a motzi and benching. If it was just for a little snack, then it's a mezonos and an alamichya. It brings out as well the shelos tshuvas or letzion, which has the same idea. And he brings out from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg's atzal, the same idea. Shemavarchem ha-pizza ha-motzi, mipnei she-regilin likvar olea, that since most people are kovei asuda on it, so then whenever you eat pizza, you should make ha-motzi. However, he brings down from Avayashu Zatzal, Sha'af imaderech likvola, he says, even though if a person is koveya suda on it in general, mikol makom, he says, nevertheless, since it's nilosha b'meperos, its main ingredient is not water, but its main ingredient is in fact fruit juices, apple juice, so therefore you make a mezonos on it. And only in that situation, if you are koveya suda on it, then does Avayashu say that you should make amotzi. And this, this your koveya suda, even though you're eating less than a full suda, you still would make hamotzi in this situation. And that brings us into the next question, and that is, what about the famous concept of mezonos rolls? What bracha do you make on these, quote, mezonos rolls? So he says, she'ein anasos l'kinuach klal. These certainly aren't made for dessert. And in fact, their purpose is to fill a person up and to be used instead of bread. So it brings down for many great gedolim, including Rav Yashiv, Sheroyal Himona Milavarach Aleim Borim Mina Mezonos. Do not make a mezonos on mezonos rolls. In fact, it's a big suffix if you should make a mezonos on him, and many, many posts say you should wash on it and bench on it. Kidei Shaloli Kanes L'Suffix Brachos, don't eat it as a mezonos. Only eat it as part of the meal, or be Kovei Asud on it. Everybody agrees if you Kovei Asud on the mezonos roll, so then you make a motzi and you bench. And this is the opinion as well of recent Karlitz Shlita, and he says, similarly, this was the opinion of the great Shevet Halevi, Rav Azaz Zatzal, who also said, Sha'ocha lachmonios elu below nitilas yadayim b'chas hamotzi, if somebody ate such mezonos rolls without washing his hands and without saying hamotzi, so he's putting himself into a great machlokis over here, and it's a zilzul nitilas yadayim, and this is a desecration, so to say, of nitilas yadayim by having these mezonos rolls without having to wash. He says this is especially true if he's eating them with all sorts of other foods. So it's really part of a full meal, and you're kovei asuda on it. So the mizonos roll over here is not functioning as a mizonos, it's really functioning as a slice of bread. And he brings down, that is, Rav Ozman brings down, shelefi hamatzav bizmanenu, nowadays especially, that these lachmonios, these mizonos rolls over here, are essentially interchangeable with bread, and you're kovei asud on them. He says, you vaday should have to make on mizonos rolls a hamotzi, and you're chayev to do netilas sedayim beforehand, and birchas hamazon, and this is also the opinion of Rav Nissan Karolitz Shlita. Finally, Dishu footnote number 71, he brings out, what about barekas? So he says, if there's small barekos that are baked nowadays, and they fill them up with potato or cheese, and the potato or cheese is normally something that would fill you up, however, it's understandable that you're eating these barekas over here as a dessert and not for the purposes of filling yourself up. So Rav Nissan Karolitz Shlita brings down, Shadinam Kepasa Bobakistan. They have the status of Pasa Bobakistan, and you make a mizonos on them, unless you're intending to eat them as a full meal. But he says, the larger barekas that are filled with things that also really fill you up, so Rav Karolitz Shlita brings down, Shalachorah Dinam Kepashtida. They would have the same halachic status over here as the meat pies, which we said you should make a motzi on. However, he does bring down from Birka Yosef, Kisha Isa Pashtida Nilosh B'Shemen. If the dough over here was made when it was kneaded with mostly shemen, as is often the case with these barekas, and he says the margarine that's inside of them is much more present than is the water, and they're kneaded with margarine, so then, ain he nechsheves alek pasa bobekistan, and this would have the status of pasa bobekistan, and one would not wash on this unless he was kovei asuda. This concludes this wonderful siman of Kuf Samach Ches, and Yitzhak Hashem, we should all enjoy making the proper brachos and enjoying the proper eating of all of these foods with the proper bracha rishona and the proper bracha achrona. That concludes today's shir and Siman Kuf Samach Ches.